Hi, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book, coming to you from glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. Oh boy, this is exciting today. My guest is Jamie Lee Curtis. Can you believe it? Oh, I just love her. If, you know, of all the actresses out there, she is my favorite, and I am so happy that she's going to be on. I'm going to be just sort of talking, keeping things going until we find out exactly when she's going to call in. Of course, she's in great demand, and so I was very happy that I was able to get her because I just love, of course, everybody loves Jamie Lee Curtis. Her work is so wonderful, and she is particularly, she's funny, she's delightful, and she has this wonderful, wonderful podcast called Letters from Camp, and it is a great series, wonderful series for kids, and so she's going to be here and talking about that, and I'm looking forward to one of the joys really of doing Joy on Paper is that I've had the opportunity to talk to so many of the people that I love and admire, both authors, poets, celebrities, and this is sort of like really the cherry on the sundae because Jamie Lee Curtis is one of my favorite actresses, and so I'm looking forward to talking to her. And in fact, you know, so many things about Joy on Paper have given me so much joy. One of the things is that I have been able to pull into Joy on Paper three wonderful people who have really come to the program with such great talent and abilities, and they are now doing book buzzes. That's short promos that we do free of charge for writers to make sure that their books are not forgotten, because this is always one of the problems. An author can write a book and you put it up on, you know, Amazon, and it can float around there forever. But unless somebody comes along and talks about it, you really don't get a lot of notice. So we do these book buzzes. Devon Miller is doing book buzzes for kids' books that should not be missed. And I hope that you are listening to those and that you will get books for kids, because I just recently discovered that 50% of Americans read at an eighth grade level, which is such a shame. So I really want to encourage you, get books for kids, for all the kids in your family. And one of the nice things to do, and this is something that's happening right now, the food banks are very busy. They are being overwhelmed. And one of the great things you can do, if you have books, if you have children's books, you can donate them. And if you just want to order some new books straight from Amazon and send it to your local food bank and ask them to distribute them, this is one of the things that really you can change a life. Sometimes for a child, just getting that right book in their hand will change them. They will recognize something. They will learn something. Something will just spark their interest in a subject. You might give a kid a book about inventions, and suddenly everything will go off in their head and they want to be an inventor. Or something else, you know, a dancer, a singer, just a mom or a dad. It is so wonderful when you can do that for a child. So do donate books to your local food bank, because they will distribute them to families with children. And that's a nice thing that they like to do. And so that's Devon Miller. Then, of course, we have Rita Moreau, who is a cozy mystery writer, and she also does the book buzzes for Cozy Mysteries and Mysteries. And so I'm always so thrilled with her work. And she has a new Audible book out, Murder on Honky Tonk Row. It's book two in her Camper and Kooky Mystery series. That's a wonderful book, and I'm so happy for her. And then there is Bria Burton. And Bria Burton, I love Bria Burton. She was on the program the first time 3 or 4 years ago, and she writes sci-fi and just books that open your mind and make you think. And so I was so happy when she joined Joy on Paper. And we have a book buzz from her right now. We're going to play that. And then I'll just talk a little bit about it afterwards.
Hello, fellow sci-fi readers. This is author Bria Burton reporting for Joy on Paper with your science fiction book buzz. Today's communique to galaxies near and far includes a 2020 debut by actor Lou Diamond Phillips, The Tinderbox, Soldier of Indira. This standalone young adult novel is available in print, ebook, and audiobook. Now, let's download the book buzz. A great war rages between the invading Indirans and the Monoliths, two races divided by the Grand Schism, a cataclysmic event that tore their once shared planet in two. An Indiran soldier named Everson barely escapes as the rest of his compatriots perish and Mono claims a battle victory. Everson's identity as the Prince of Indira remains a secret as he is conscripted to retrieve a mysterious tinderbox. The seers have prophesied the downfall of their mad king when the princess weds a soldier at the rise of the Aurora constellation. The king of Mono believes the tinderbox will ensure his unimpeded reign, along with permanently imprisoning his daughter. When Everson succeeds in finding the tinderbox, he flees, aided by its high-tech and supernatural properties. Everson's journey leads him to a poor community of farmers where he recognizes how the Mad King's reign has oppressed the people. The tinderbox offers him a portal to the princess where their brief encounter heralds the start of the prophesied events. Everson will do whatever it takes to rescue the princess and restore peace, and the Mad King will move heaven and earth to stop him. Equal parts military science fiction and space opera, this genre-bending tale weaves a clever and twisty web of court intrigue paired with high-tech ingenuity and layered with echoes of Shakespearean drama. Author and actor Lou Diamond Phillips is best known for roles in television and films such as Longmire, Stargate Universe, and La Bamba. His debut novel began as an idea from his wife, Yvonne. Her artwork is embedded throughout the novel. This is Bria Burton with your futuristic fiction fix, signing off.
Oh, wow. I love Bria Burton's voice. It has just the right level of spookiness and excitement. And so her book buzzes are really lots of fun to listen to. And I am so thrilled that she did this book because I really, really love it. I got it. It's called Soldier of Indira. And, you know, Lou Diamond Phillips is, I love his work. There are very few modern films that I will watch over and over. I watch old Hollywood, you know, 30s and 40s movies over and over. But modern films, there's really only a handful that I will watch over and over. But every time La Bamba comes on, I watch it because I think it is such a terrific film. And he is so good in it. And the film just makes me so happy to listen to it. So I listen to the music. And he does such a terrific job in there. So I'm just now talking to his agent, and we're going to organize a time when he's going to come on the program, and we can talk to him about his work and about this wonderful book. Because, again, what I love is when authors write books for that appeal to children and that encourage children to read. This is more and more I'm realizing that we're starting here now with a generation. I think it's actually worse than it was 50 years ago. I thought 50 years ago we had 80% of Americans reading, you know, at a high school level. So I was surprised that we had such a large number of people who read only at an eighth grade level. So anything we can do to encourage children to read is terrific. And that's why I want to just remind you, for your own family, of course, you know, most of my listeners, I'm sure you're already involved with your children's reading. But think about the other children, the children who aren't so fortunate to have parents who encourage them to read. But sometimes all it takes is for a child to get that one book in their hand that inspires them. And then after that, they become readers. This is the amazing thing. One book can lead to another book. And it is always such a joy when I hear stories about a kid who just starts reading or starts writing. And I do want to mention, again, the last week I had on the program an author whose work. She's just so very, very good. And I was so surprised when she told me that when she was in seventh grade, her teacher told her, don't write. She was writing. She wanted to be a writer. And her teacher told her, don't write. You know, what in the world is going on with people who would say that to a child? Teachers, it's so important that you be encouraging, because I had a third grade teacher who was much like this teacher. My third grade teacher told me I was stupid. I mean, now I would point out, and I did not point out to her at that point, I was in third grade, and I'd already read probably nearly 1,000 books. And her problem was that she wanted me to read Dick and Jane books, and I wouldn't read them. I wouldn't read out loud. So she called me stupid in front of everybody. But that's not a good idea. Teachers, really, you have to encourage children to read and encourage children to write, because you never know. You never know what's going to happen, because sometimes what happens is you tell somebody not to do something and then they put it off for years and years. And that's what happened to Daryl Wood Gerber. Her teacher, seventh grade teacher, said, put away the pen. You can't write. So you don't want to do that as a teacher. You want to, even if they're really not good at writing, tell them they're great, because they will learn. You know, writing is it's a craft as much as anything, and you have to practice. So you might not be great at when you're in seventh grade, but by eighth grade and ninth grade, and who knows? And now, of course, Daryl Daryl Wood Gerber is a best-selling author, wonderful author, and I'm so happy that she is. She didn't listen to that teacher. She just went ahead and wrote. And that's what kids need. Kids need encouragement. So make sure, I've told this to teachers over and over, that you have to make sure that you always encourage kids just to have fun with reading, to encourage them to write, because you never know what it's going to lead to. And, of course, the most important thing is just to really, children need encouragement. And this is what I've been doing, and with what we do here at Joy on Paper. And we encourage all of you people, all my listeners, to give books to children's hospitals, because the children in the hospitals need books. And now, of course, it's a wonderful thing that they can also give Audible books. So there's so much need for all children to have this encouragement, to be able to, this is going to be a long, hot summer. And this is a time when kids should be reading, which should be expanding their minds and having a lot of fun. And so whether you have a child or not, just go ahead and order books or order things and send them straight to the hospitals, and the kids will really appreciate everything that they get. So I hope that you will do that, because we have something coming up right now that sometimes your dreams really do come true, and that has happened with me and Joy on Paper, because I have had this opportunity in this 7 years since I started Joy on Paper to talk to people that I never thought I would be talking to people I admire so much. And, I've spoken to 13 Mystery Writer of America Grandmasters. I spoke to the U.S. Poet Laureate. I've spoken to all sorts of, celebrities, sports stars. And it is always so exciting for me when I get to talk to somebody whose work I admire, whose work I love, and somebody who has this connection just to my life. When I know, and I talk to somebody who is a celebrity, and I have this connection that I remember when I first heard about them or watched them. So it's always so exciting for me. And the most exciting, I think this is has to be for Joy on Paper. You know, when we get this opportunity sometimes to talk to somebody that we love and admire so much, so I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. I feel sort of giddy because it is a real, it's a real thrill. And sometimes I feel so very, very blessed that, that spark or whatever happened, and I got this idea to do Joy on Paper. And then in 7 years, I've had this opportunity to talk to, over 600 interviews. And over this period of time, so many of them, whether they're famous or not famous, they have given me such joy. And the big thing is to have this joy of being able to help people find books that they really change their minds and change their hearts. This is so exciting for me. Recently, you know, as I was talking about Daryl Wood Gerber, her books put a twinkle in my eye. She has a little fairy in there who, you know, is just somebody who I forgot she was a fairy. You know, I'm just was so thrilled with this book. And that's what happens. I hope that all of you out there will start writing. If you are not writing your memoirs, just recently, again, I had a wonderful author on who wrote a book called My Pilot and about her husband. And so Sarah Jane Geary, this is such a wonderful, heartwarming story. But she preserved this story when she was younger. Luckily, she saved all the letters from her husband when he was in Vietnam. So now, years later, she was able, after he passed away, to write a book about him and to tell her story. So I hope that you're all, you know, keeping a little diary, keeping a little record, sometimes it's wonderful, actually, to, you know, I know they have this idea that you're supposed to throw out everything nowadays. Everybody's supposed to throw, but keep a record and have this material so that you can tell your family story and to put it down in paper and to just share the moments in your life and to make sure that you have this thrill of seeing your words on paper, which is what I've been trying to, do with all of you for these 7 years. Find that joy on paper. And now, of course, in Audible books, because I've just gotten a passion to listen to Audibles. And I think it's so wonderful that in a few minutes, I'm hoping any minute now, this is one of the things that I've been hoping for, I would have this opportunity to talk to somebody whose work I love so much. And so I just, it's just so wonderful. When I think of the people that, I was in Hollywood for a while. And as many of you know, Debbie Reynolds called Joy on Paper shortly before she passed away to say Happy New Year to all of my listeners. And so I have this connection that I wasn't there long enough to meet all the famous people that I wanted to meet. But if I had the opportunity, my next guest, my first guest for today, is somebody that I would have loved to meet at the time when I was working there, because there are people that in the business that you hear about, people who everyone says, well, you must know them, you must get to know them because they are wonderful people, and they have wonderful reputations, and they're really special people. And so I'm just hoping any minute to be talking to somebody who is really, really special. And she is on. And I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper, Jamie Lee Curtis. And when she smiles, the sun shines. And when Leroy Jethro Gibbs looks at her, his eyes twinkle. Hello, Jamie Lee.
Oh, aren't you sweet? I'm so sorry, by the way. I'm sorry for being late, and I'm sorry that I only did 5 episodes with Gibbs. I learned something very quickly. The female audience who loved that show did not love that Leroy was with me.
Oh, no, I loved it. You put a twinkle in his eye. Really, I don't think he ever looked so happy as when he was working with you.
Well, I appreciate that, except you have to remember that the female audience wants to believe that at some point in the middle of the night, there's going to be a knock on the door, and Leroy Gibbs is going to show up at their house saying, I'm sorry, I've got a flat tire. Can I use your phone? And then they're going to fall in love with him.
That's
so
true.
I did not like that I was there, so...
Well, I was hoping for a spinoff because I think he did look at you as if you had, what is that if from the podcast that we're going to be talking about? Somebody has juicy written on her butt.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness me.
That's
the podcast we're about to talk about is called Letters from Camp. It's a scripted comedy podcast on Audible. It is my 3rd season with the show. I'm the co-creator and the star of the show, and it's about a young girl who goes to summer camp. It's a family comedy, and it's in its 3rd and final season, and this season, our young lead gets bitten by the love bug. A cute boy named Tallahassee Goldman shows up at camp, and all the girls lose their minds.
Yes, and... And I love that in the first episode, I think it was the very first episode where you had that line about juicy written on her butt. And I thought, well, you know, that was pretty good.
Yes, the show is set in 2005. We wanted to avoid social media.
Yes.
So we created a show predating social media, but it's about a coming of age. It's that innocence. That those summers of tweendom that are precious and beautiful, and they are explored in a really powerful way in this lovely, funny family podcast.
It is. And Mookie Hooper going to Camp Cartwright, I think it is such a wonderful, wonderful idea. Everything about it, the voices, the dialogue, everything, the scripts, you've done a marvelous job with it. People listening to it, you get lost in it. I know I kept saying it's an Audible, but I kept seeing it in my head. I just love this series.
Well, I appreciate that. And you hit on the most important thing, which is the writing. You know, if you're going to trust your ears, you don't get to trust your eyes. You have to really have something that holds your interest. And the writer, Boko Half, has just done a great job bringing us back to those early feelings about being a tween and trying to figure out who we are, the way that summer camp is only can give you, where you have a new opportunity to figure out who you are.
Well, it's hard to believe that this is the final episode, but you know, you've given, I think, young people, you've opened their eyes to so much. First of all, for people who haven't been to camp, this is just so much fun to learn all this stuff. And then all of the characters, you're so good. I get such a kick out of you.
Thank you.
It's just wonderful.
Director Sue, the camp director.
Yes. Oh, yes. Everybody wants a camp director like you. It's fantastic.
Well, I appreciate your taking some time to talk about it. Very kind of you.
Well, and of course, Sunny Sandler as Mookie is, wow, what a star.
And she's a young girl. She won the part. She was not a professional actress at the time. She won the part over some very seasoned young actresses, and she will now have a wonderful career if she wants one. She does a great job. But we have other great guest stars: Jake Gyllenhaal, Daniel Radcliffe, Jacob Tremblay this year as Tallahassee Goldman, and myself and Edie Patterson and Kirby Hall-Baptiste are the regular cast. It's a great group of creative people.
It is. And this, you know, I was recently, a few weeks ago, I discovered, and I did not know this, that 50% of Americans read at an eighth grade level.
Wow.
Did you realize that? I was shocked.
No.
I was shocked. I was really shocked because I lived in Europe for so many years. So I was not used. I mean, it never even occurred to me. So that's why I think like this series will get kids interested in learning more. In sometimes it is, you know, we started, and I'm sure you did, having my mother telling me stories, reading to me when I was young.
Yes.
And so many young people don't have that background of hearing those words. And sometimes it just helps to have those words already in your head when you sit down and read a book. It's not then so something so foreign to you.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. I think it's going to encourage people. They are pulling me away. They want me to now jump into
the
last thing that is, I know, I hate it, because I would talk to you. Where in Europe did you live?
London. I bought a 400-year-old cottage outside of London because I wanted to live near where Jane Austen was born.
We could do a big Jane Austen conversation. Thank you for your time.
Well, maybe you will one day. You could come back because, you know, I wrote a film for Debbie Reynolds, so I'd like to talk to you about that, too.
Wow.
It collapsed because of the 2008 financial collapse. But so we have a lot to talk about. Perhaps you'd come back.
I look forward to it. God bless you. Take good care.
Okay, you too. And wonderful, wonderful show for children. And I will promote it a lot on my program because I think Letters from Camp by Jamie Lee Curtis, everything you do is wonderful, Jamie.
Thank you.
Okay. Get back to with Gibbs. They should do a spinoff. You need to have your own program. Yeah, no, do a spinoff. I thought that was the plan when they did it. I thought the series was going to spin off, and then every once in a while, Gibbs would come and visit you in the night. Okay?
Bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye now. Bye. Well, I have to let her go. I know she probably has something where she's like on camera, so sometimes the camera things go. But we'll go ahead, and we're going to do something really nice because, you know, it's so funny. Is he on? Is Mark on? Mark didn't call back home. I hope Mark Rubenstein calls back. Poor guy. I've had a rough time getting him back and forth. But I do hope he calls back. Oh, well, you know, what could I do? I wanted to talk to Jamie. I didn't mean to be rude to Mark Rubenstein. Oh, my goodness. He'll probably be. His agent will go crazy, too. But what can I do? You know, sometimes these things happen. I tried. I thought I had sent a message to everybody that there was a change today because, you know, you don't get Jamie Lee Curtis very often, and I just wanted to have a little bit of a thrill of talking to her. Although I want to have a thrill of talking to Mark too, because I do love Assassin's Lullaby, and it's a wonderful book. I hope that he will call back. He called earlier. He was going to be on earlier. Well, I had sent a message that things were changing. But anyway, let's do commercials, and maybe he'll call back in, and I'll see if I can get a hold of his agent.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you ready to eliminate your home energy bill? Well, get ready to harness the sun. Go EHS, Effective Solar Solutions, by Efficient Home Services. With no upfront costs, you can save money on your utility bill and even eliminate your electric bill altogether with EHS Solar. Call EHS, the number one solar installer nationwide. We know how to customize your home. EHS handles every project in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, no upfront costs, tax breaks, and the best company in the business, Efficient Home Services. Schedule an appointment today at 727-353-3757. Visit our website and download your free buyer's guide to going solar at www.goehs.com. Go solar, go savings, go EHS. Call 727-353-3757 today to talk to our experts.
Are you an author, an artist, an inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at LarsonPatentLaw.com.
Do you dread being called on to speak at meetings or family functions? Have you envied those who can sway an audience with well-chosen words? Do you know that people who speak well earn more money, earn more rewarding careers? Gain the confidence to master any speaking situation. Toastmasters will allow you to find your voice. Go to Toastmasters.org to locate the club nearest you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Patsy with a Z, and I am back, and I'm waiting for another call in, but meanwhile, I want to talk about, again, Devon Miller. I have a book buzz from him that I want to play because it's part of my whole... I am just in such shock when I discovered that so few Americans read at an eighth grade level. We want to play another book buzz today. This is from Devon Miller, and this is a kid's book. And you can buy this book, go to my website, order this book, and send it off to every kid you know and to every, we're doing love. Okay.
Hey, everyone, it's Devon Miller, author and illustrator of the Mr. Tickety Tock Clock children's book series, reporting for Joy on Paper with the latest on children's book buzz. I love being able to bring you guys the latest buzz when it comes to children's books. But for this book buzz, we're switching it over to talk about a young adult book on this radio segment. And just like me, there's another person who has their own radio segment in the new book Love Radio, which was written by Ebony Liddell. A graduate from Howard University, Ebony Liddell is a marketing publisher by day and storyteller by night. She also co-hosted Why Not YA, a monthly video series where she interviewed authors in the young adult space. Most recently, she published her debut book, Love Radio. The book is about Prince Jones, a teen who gives love advice on his popular radio segment on Love Radio, believes he can get a girl by the name of Danny Ford, who hates all things romance, to fall in love with him after 3 dates. This book was inspired by the author's childhood. Ebony Liddell grew up in the Detroit area until she was 14. She remembers driving to work with her mom and the both of them listening to a lot of radio shows, with some having not the best advice in dating. When conceptualizing Prince, she thought of him dishing out love advice on the radio. Advice I'd love to give you all right now is to go and read Love Radio by Ebony Liddell. This is Devon Miller reporting for Joy on Paper. For more book buzz involving children's books and authors, head on over to radio-joyonpaper.com and click on Devon Miller's book buzzes. I think it's about time that I buzz out now.
Okay, that's not the one I was going to play, but I made a mistake. You know, this has been an exciting day. I think Jamie Lee Curtis just... I'm not sure if it was Jamie Lee Curtis who got me excited as just the thought of Leroy Jethro Gibbs, because I do must admit that if there's any show that I watch on television, and I really don't watch much television, and I don't watch much streaming anymore because I've seen everything on streaming that I want, and that's why I am trying to make more connections with Hollywood. If you go to my website, I now have a list of books that I think of authors who have been on the program whose books would make wonderful films, because they really have to do something in Hollywood and get some new product. Because unless you like zombies or slasher films, there are so few movies that you can watch. You look at all those little squares on all the streaming channels and it drives you crazy. I spent one day with my sister, and she wanted me to find something for her to watch. And, I mean, everything that we wanted to see, we had seen. And 95% of the stuff we wouldn't watch if you paid us. So I really want to encourage Hollywood people to go to my website and have a look at the books that I recommend that you option and make a film out of. Because it really is getting to a point that, you know, there's a limit. There is an absolute, if one more person makes a little woman movie, I'm going to go crazy. Or Pride and Prejudice. Please stop it. Stop it. Just, you can't, you're not going to do better. And if anyone, it's just so aggravating. There are so many wonderful authors. Just on my program alone, I've had spoken to over 600 authors. At least. And I can always tell when a book is really worth, making a movie out of, because it's a book that I would want to write a script for. And I always know when I'm reading a book, if I'm like into page five, somewhere around page five, and I start forgetting that I'm reading, it turns into a movie in my head, and I am thinking about it as a movie, I see it as a movie, and I know that if you gave me that book, I could sit down and write a script in a week. When I did it before in Hollywood, they would give me a book, and generally speaking, I could do a script in, well, some, I won't tell you about one of them that took me like, I don't know, 6 weeks. I was insane by the end of it. But I could do that because if a book is well written, if the author has really painted the picture for you, if you can really see it, then it's real easy to write a script. And there is so much original material, original ideas, stories that, you know, aren't derivative, aren't over and over the same stupid show. And I wish that you would think about this, Hollywood. Think about this. Start checking out my interviews, because I interview a lot of authors who have great series. And one of them, you know what I want to do, because it's been a busy day. Well, no, I'm going to play La Bamba at the end. I think I'll play La Bamba today at the end, because I wanted to play, you know, I really like Lou Diamond Phillips, and I want to have him on the program, so I'm looking forward to having him on the program. So I will play La Bamba at the end, so I can combine it all sort of with Bria Burton's wonderful Book Buzz. But I wanted just to tell people that go to my website, and right there on the website I have a list of the books of the authors I think would make wonderful, wonderful films. Let's go ahead and play. I wanted to play a literary gem from Jim Lamb. Again, I've been hearing a lot from all of you who have been, and it looks like this is a summer for writing, because I think one of the things that's happening, a lot of people aren't running around as much as they used to because they can't afford the petrol. So they are staying at home more, and I was really amused. I got several emails from people saying, well, I've started writing. I heard you talking to people who started writing during the pandemic, and I didn't start writing. I felt bad. You know, I wasted a lot of time. on probably on streaming videos that they really shouldn't be watching. And so then now they started in this past few months, sort of May and June, I started getting all these emails. Well, how do I start writing? What should I do? You know, give me ideas. And that's why I last week when I spoke to Daryl Wood Gerber, I wanted to ask her exactly how she goes about, because she just started, you know, writing and how she did it. And so she gave a lot of good advice. But I want to play a literary gem from Jim Lamb, and this will give you some ideas on what you need to know, one of the elements of writing.
Some say the phrase red herring started in the 19th century. It describes a technique used to decide if a hunting dog was truly ready to track down animals, like a fox or a rabbit. After the dog was trained, a smoked herring was tied to a string and dragged across the trail. If the dog ignored the fishy scent, it was ready. If not, it was back to square one. I'm Jim Lamb. Let's get started. Great authors use red herrings to distract readers from real clues and hard evidence. The result? A wild goose chase that is both entertaining and engaging, but ultimately useless when it comes to solving the case. Where do red herrings work best? Mysteries and thrillers. Here are a few examples. In The Sixth Sense, well-crafted herrings were so well-placed that people paid to watch that film over and over and over again, trying to figure out what really went on. The Usual Suspects was another film chock-full of herrings. That's why the ending was such a stunner. But the granddaddy of all red herrings is Murder on the Orient Express, a story teeming with more fishy twists than Finding Nemo. What makes a great red herring? Well, it should be genuinely plausible, but tinged with a nagging flaw. Take Cary Grant's character in North by Northwest. The villain and his crew think Roger Thornhill, played by Grant, is a secret agent named George Kaplan. The audience knows he isn't. The CIA and FBI know he isn't. Doesn't matter. Why? Because this fast-paced adventure thriller is so filled with relentless twists that there's no time to ponder the possible inconsistencies. Other watchworthy herrings include Shutter Island and The Matrix. But it's a film called The Prestige by Christopher Nolan that interweaves its surprises in such a clever, dark, and nuanced fashion that by the time the story ends, the audience has to take a shower to wash off all the fins and scales left by the slew of fishy tails. And speaking of showers, Alfred Hitchcock's off-the-scale Psycho, in Psycho, set a standard so high for red herrings that you'd need a flying fish to top it. But don't let that stop you from using this intriguing technique, especially if you want to engage and entice readers. I'm Jim Lamb, and you've just learned a little something-something about red herrings.
Okay, thank you, Jim Lamb. And Jim Lamb has a book out called Dark Fruit. It is a collection of his poetry. It's on Amazon. It's his name on Amazon is J.S. Lamb, and it's called Dark Fruit, and it's a wonderful collection of poetry. It's available there, and I hope that you will get it. It's right now on Kindle, and it's soon going to also be in paperback. It's a wonderful collection of poetry, and as all of you know, I always tell you that one of the best ways to learn how to write really well is to read poetry and to write poetry, because then you really learn the value of words. Another way to learn the value of words and how to use them, how to be precise, is to be a copywriter. And a great copywriter is Carol J. Perry. Now, I was so excited the other day when I got home from the studio. I had the first copy of Carol J. Perry's second book in her new series called Haunted Haven. And that series is set right here in our area, of just south of where I'm broadcasting from in Clearwater, Florida. And it is a wonderful series. And I know that because as soon as I walked in the door, my sister, Natalie, who is known in our neighborhood as the connoisseur of cozy mysteries, grabbed that book, grabbed a cup of coffee, some ginger biscuits, and curled herself up in her reading chair and started reading High Spirits. And it is a wonderful, wonderful book. It is, you can pre-order it now on Amazon. It's a Christmas-themed book. It's going to come out on October 25th, which is also just a few days before Carol J. Perry's birthday, because she was born on Halloween Eve, and that's why she also writes another series. Her first series is called Witch City Mysteries, and in that series, she's up to book 13. She's working on book 13 right now, busily every day. And she's an example of what a really great professional writer does. She sets a goal. She sets she says, I'm going to write so many words, and she writes them. She sticks to it. She gets up early in the morning. When she gets near a deadline, you cannot talk to her because she concentrates on what has to be done. And that's when you are a professional writer and you treat it as a real, real job of, you know, showing for everybody that you're going to meet deadlines, that you're going to do the work and have your book in the best shape that it can ever be. That's Carol J. Perry. And the new book, as I said, is called High Spirits, and it's book 2 in the Haunted Haven Mystery Series, and you can pre-order it. And I want to remind everyone again that pre-ordering is one of the nicest things that you can do for an author, because Amazon notices if you pre-order, and they really, really like it. So if you want to do something really nice for an author, always, when you hear that an author's coming out with a book, or you have a favorite author, always go ahead and pre-order, because it helps their, then Amazon will go out and, you know, how they send out all these emails to people to encourage them to buy a book, and that's what they do. And that's a lot of that is based on the pre-orders. So please pre-order this. It is now has a seal of approval. My sister should get a stamp where she stamps a book and saying, this was rated number 1 by the connoisseur of cozy mysteries. And she has a massive collection of cozy mysteries, a real collector's item of first edition cozy mysteries, going all the way back. I think she has some all the way back to the first Agatha Christie's. So it's wonderful when she says a book is really great. It's really great. And it took her I got home at 12:30 and she didn't come out until 7:30 for dinner. So anyway, that's called High Spirits. And I am sorry about my other guest who I don't know. I messed him up. Poor guy. But we will get him back and I will be able to talk to him. And again, I want to thank Jamie Lee Curtis and her agent, and Martha, so much for getting Jamie Lee on for me. I know it's not easy. You know, when you're that famous, you get, a lot of requests. So I was really very, very happy that I was able to talk to her because, as I said, you know, that's one of the joys of doing this program. Why I have so much fun is that I get to talk to all the people that I admire. And I want, again, this is a wonderful, if you have not listened to this series, you can go to Audible and listen to this podcast. This podcast called Letters from Camp is so good. It's for the entire family. It's a comedy. It's sort of a combination of old-fashioned radio that's really engaging. You really get excited about each episode. It is something that you can share with the entire family. You can sit around and listen to it. It's just so much fun. Of course, you have all these wonderful voices, and of course, with Jamie Lee Curtis being the camp counselor, you know it's going to be fun. Camp Director Sue. It's just, she's wonderful in it, and all of the actors who's doing voices in this series, they are so engaging and so much fun that you get lost in the series. And again, it's a wonderful way, because children need to hear, they need to hear voices. They need to hear, once they start learning words and getting their minds moving and imagining things, this is what happens. And so many young people nowadays, they're so tied up in their electronics, they don't actually hear something like this, a storyline with a real story and a real message. So I hope that you will get this wonderful, wonderful series called Letters from Camp. And this is season 3 of this podcast by Jamie Lee Curtis. And she's the producer and the performer. And of course, I don't have to tell you how wonderful she is. As an actress, we all love her. Every one of her movies, I never was able to finish Halloween, but other than that, every one of her movies is great, and The Fish from Wanda, for Wanda, is one of my favorite movies. Again, I want to thank her and her agent for being on Joy on Paper today, and Jim, I want to also, I wanted to mention too, Bill Larson is going to be on. There's a lot of intellectual property. Oh boy. Everybody's suing everybody over songs, over lyrics, over books. So Bill Larson is going to be here in a few weeks, and we're going to be talking about intellectual property. So I already got some questions from you, and if you have any more questions about intellectual property, send it to me at patsy.radio@gmail.com. And when Bill Larson comes in, we'll talk about your intellectual property questions so that you protect your intellectual property. Because, you see, you never know what's going to happen. Look at how things have changed. Nobody would have thought that there would be podcasts for something like this, which is really, in a way, like olden time radio. But it happens, and that's why you want to protect your intellectual property, because you never know, your short story might someday become a podcast. You never know. And you won't know unless you try. So anyway, I just want to say, just remember what I always tell you. One of the joys of life is to see your words on paper. We're going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and play La Bamba. Play it out. I'm out of here. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.